It's time for a takeover of the broadcast here on KUKU 100.3 for another chapter in Willow Springs Bears Sports. Taking you into the game, this broadcast wouldn't be possible without these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Brigitte Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
And thank you and good evening from Nixa. The Willow Springs Lady Bears are still playing basketball. It was a week ago tonight that the Bears stunned Thayer in the district final to get into state play. And then it was another stunning sectional win on Monday night as the Lady Bears came from nowhere. They were done in the fourth quarter, but hey, they came back being 13 points down to win it by two. Now they take on the monster. This is probably, if you're looking at David and Goliath, the Goliath is on the other end of the court tonight. It's the Skyline team, and these Skyline Tigers are, wow, they've got a wow record coming in their history, Marty.
Oh, definitely, and you took the David and Goliath approach, and I was thinking about this driving up here, the scene from Hoosiers where the preacher comes in and says, and David smote the giant, and kind of that was the inspiration for Hickory winning that Hoosiers game, and it feels like a similar situation here with the Lady Bears.
Speaking of Hickory, these girls are from Hickory.
Right. I mean,
the opposition is from Hickory County, so there is some overlap there.
Doesn't quite work, but I thought about the Miracle on Ice. Like, this is the kind of game that the Lady Bears are going to have to play tonight to beat Skyline, and some of these stats that Skyline has are just eye-popping. First of all, they're 23-6. That's great. Looking for their third straight state championship. Not Final Four appearance, their third straight state championship. Not only that, this is how good they have been historically. 27 seasons, 19 trips to the Final Four.
Now, repeat that. That's just worth
27 seasons, 19 trips to the Final Four. And that is a just crazy stat. You don't find, I mean, Thayer is probably our closest local comparison to Thayer boys and what they've been able to do in the past decade plus. But you talk about a team that is just synonymous with good girls basketball. I think of Marshfield from years past. This is a similar type program that Skyline has built. And, man, they're rolling Coach Kevin Cheek. And they graduated six seniors last year, and you would think that would make them drop off a little bit. It doesn't.
No.
They're right back here. They beat Ash Grove to get to this point and took care of business 57-41. If you look back over their record, there is only one common opponent between these two teams, and you don't want to hear me say what that common opponent is.
There.
It's there. Lady Bears miraculously beat the Bobcats. Skyline beat Thayer 57-22 in the pink and white tournament.
Whoa.
Granted, that's a holiday tournament. Weird things happen. Thayer obviously had a bad night, but that's, I think, probably as much as we need to say as far as setting the table for this. It's clear that that Willow is a David in a David and Goliath sort of situation with the Skyline Tigers. Skyline defense is their calling card. And again, for Bear fans, think of the Hartville boys and how well they play defense and how they depend on turnovers. And I think that is going to be the key to the game. If Willow wants to stay in this game and have any kind of shot, they've got to turn this into a half-court game, and that means getting the ball past half-court.
Right.
Skyline is going to pressure Chloe Jones specifically, and so somebody else is going to have to step up and be able to show that they can hang on to the ball, avoid the turnovers, get it into a half-court game, and then obviously you're going to have to make some shots and get some luck. But for the Lady Bears to have a shot in this game, that's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah, they've got to get the ball across midcourt.
Yes,
that's
step one.
That's key to anything else that happens is getting the ball across midcourt. From what I hear, this Skyline team does a job on defense and on full court pressure. So,
yeah. Great team from Skyline, but Willow has had a sensational run.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you talk about just the craziness of last Friday night with Chloe hitting those two threes to just completely flip that game right at the end. They were down by 13 midway through the fourth quarter in Kabul and came back. Sydney Stewart hit a huge three, and Chloe did her thing, and they came all the way back to win that one. So Willow working with a little magic, and they're hoping that magic can stay with them for one more night. The winner of this game would advance to the Final Four. So you're just a step away. It's a big step, but a step away from the Final Four. Winner would play the winner of Principia and Centralia. That game is being played right now at 6 o'clock in Fulton, Missouri. And that Final Four game would be Wednesday at 4 o'clock in Mizzou Arena. And why Misha put that game on the middle of the week at 4 o'clock in Columbia just kind of defies logic. Like, why would you not want people to be able to go watch that game? But I'll save that rant for later. But that's what's on the line tonight for the Lady Bears and the Skyline Tigers, a trip to the Final Four. We're in Nixa, and we are going to pause for the national anthem and come back with your starting lineups for the state quarterfinals in 2 minutes. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And welcome back to Nixa, side of the quarterfinal game between the Class 3 girls basketball in Missouri. Starting lineups, the play-by-play. We're ready, Marty. Let's go. Lady Bears in their road maroons with a white trim. They will start number 10, 6'1", senior Paisley Fredrington. Number 12, 5'10", senior guard, Sydney Stewart. Number 22, 5'7", senior, and the all-time leading scorer in Willow Springs basketball history, Chloe Jones. Number 32 is 6-foot junior, Alexis Sigmund. And number 42 is 5'10", senior, Sophia Jackson. Head coach of the Willow Springs Lady Bears is Dave Cox, assisted by April Earls. Lady Bears come in with a record of 22-6 off a win against Sparta on Monday. For the Skyline Lady Tigers, they're wearing their home white with a black trim. They are black, red, and white. They will start number one, Sage Red. Number two is Peyton Mead. Number three is Shelby Red.
Number 11 is McKaylin Sanders, and number 12 is Jenna Hunt. Skyline is coached by Kevin Cheek, assisted by Deidre Mead and Christy Salt. And Skyline comes in with a record of 23-6, fresh off a 57-40 win against Ash Grove. Winner to the Final Four. First time since 1999 that the Lady Bears have even been in the state tournament, and now they're back and facing a huge obstacle, but a game away from a Final Four appearance.
That Cheek record is, and he's been the only basketball girls basketball coach at Skyline, right?
To my understanding, that's correct. He has got quite the record, and Skyline looking for more continued success. Willow wins the tip, and we're underway from Nixon, and Willow immediately goes backboard as Sydney Stewart got it across midcourt and then took a step backwards, and it's a quick turnover for the Lady Bears. And really an unforced turnover, and that's just something Willow's going to have to stay away from, obviously, tonight. Sage Red will take it at midcourt on the turnover. She tips it left side to Mead. Back up top to Red. Looks underneath. Lobs it left side. Back to Mead. Bounces it underneath. Kick it back out to Red. Mead in the corner for three. That one is in and out. Rebound Fredrington. And Willow will bring it back the other way. Here comes some pressure. Jones. One-on-one. They'll try the half-court trapper. They do. She gets around it. Jones pulls back three. Left side buries it. Chloe puts Willow up 3-0 early. Back the other way. Shelby Red in the paint. Needs some help. Tips it to her teammates. They'll back it out to Sage Red. Right side for Shelby Red. The Red sisters play catch. Get it down low into the block. Can't get a shot off. They'll pull it into traffic in the paint. Flip it left side. Here comes the three by Mead. Good. And Skyline ties it at three apiece.
The thing I'm impressed with early is the ball movement by Skyline. Boy, they can move the ball.
And Willow turns it away. The pressure creates a turnover. Here comes a three by Red. Missed it. Rebound tipped out of bounds off of Willow. It'll stay with Skyline. Skyline early showing the ability to turn Willow over, and that's something that Willow's going to have to try to avoid. Inbound pass to the block to Red. She draws the foul on the floor, and Skyline will take it out of bounds. That's our first foul of the game. And it comes against Willow.
6:43 left, and we're tied at 3-3.
Fredrington picks up the foul. Skyline will inbound on the baseline, lob it out long to Mead. Backpedal towards the logo, gives it to Sage Red. Red dribbles to the right side, pulls back for a three, missed it. Hard off the back of the rim. Fredrington with the rebound. Outlet to Stewart, give it back to Jones. Jones one-on-one with Red, gets it across the timeline. Chloe to the left side, draws a double team to Sigmund in the paint, puts it off the glass and in. Sigmund with a basket. Important to get Lexi involved early. Sage Red, top of the key. Willow leading 5-3. 6 minutes to go first quarter. Skyline to the block, to the basket, put it up and in. Sanders with the basket. We're tied at 5. Full court press by the Tigers and a steal. On the baseline, shot up, missed it, but Sigmund called for the foul, and she slaps the ball and worried that the official was going to give her a technical. He did not. And that will send Skyline to the free throw line with a chance to take the lead. Turnovers. Free throw is good by Red. This is Shelby Red.
Now they've got two sisters on the team, and the two Red girls both start. Shelby and Sage.
Second free throw is good. And Skyline in front for the first time tonight, 7-5. Just under 6 to go for a quarter. Full court press. Stewart has it on the baseline. Tries to go back to Jones. Chloe's got it on the sideline. Falls down. Falls out of bounds. And it's a turnover.
Just good pressure defense.
Yeah.
That's what we knew Skyline would do. That's four turnovers on Willow in the first 2 minutes.
And Chloe just got too close to the sideline there. That was the reason for the turnover.
Red, top of the key, throws it to Mead on the left side. Inside, out. Three ball by Shelby Red.
Way off
the mark. Rebound. Skyline's got it on the baseline, and they'll reset. Up top, Sage Red for three. Got it. Letter Mead. Check that. It was Mead for three, and just like that, Skyline's up by five. Baseball pass down the floor to Crudgington at midcourt. Get it to Sigmund. Sigmund backs it out to Stewart at midcourt. Willow now trailing by five. Skyline on a 7-0 run. Chloe dribbles in, backpedals, takes a long three, got it. Chloe Jones keeping Willow in it a little bit. Makes it a two-point game. Big three by the senior. Red on the right side. Tips it up top to Stage Red. Lob it to the free throw line for Sanders. Out to Meade for three. Missed it. Rebound tipped out long. Skyline will go back and get it. Too many second chance opportunities, too, for Skyline.
Yeah.
Sage Red at the logo. She'll pull for another three. Missed it. Rebound tipped. Tipped again. Chloe's got it in the backcourt. Jones will take it across midcourt. Willow gets it into the frontcourt. Stewart for three right side. Missed it. Rebound. Sigmund has it on the baseline, and she stepped out of bounds. It'll go back to Skyline with the Tigers leading 10-8 halfway through the first quarter.
Well, you just can't make any mistakes against this team, and we've already made several and still only two down. So got to clean those up.
Red bounces it to the right side. Get it to the block. Pass tipped and out of bounds off Willow. Willow students do not like that call. They had a much better view of it than I did. And they say that was last touch by Skyline, but it won't matter. Tigers inbound to Hunt in the corner. Tip up top to Shelby Red. Bounce it inside. Pass tip. Nice job by Jackson to force the steal. And Willow turns Skyline over. Chance to take the lead. Jones for three. Missed it off the back of the rim. Crudgington with the rebound to Stewart for three. Right side. Bang! Stewart gives Willow an 11-10 lead. Skyline back the other way. Pull up at the free throw line. In the paint. Shot up. No good. Gets the rebound off the glass. No good. Again, the Tigers with the rebound. Tip it into the paint. Shot up and good by Shelby Red. And Skyline back in front, 12-11. Jones stops short of midcourt. Now brings it across the timeline. Jackson at the free throw line. Inside to Sigmund off the glass and in. Good ball movement. Yeah.
That was.
Sigmund puts Willow back in front. And Skyline will take a timeout. 3:25 to go first quarter. Willow with a 13-12 lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
3:25 left to go in the first quarter. It's a good one right now. It's Lady Bear leading 13-12 over Skyline and the Tigers. Skyline with the ball, trailing by one after Coach Cheek needed a timeout there. Red up top, bounces it down low. They get it to the block, put it up, partially blocked, and out of bounds off Skyline.
Yeah, said it. Lexi Sigmund did a nice job blocking
the shot, and Willow will take it back. Full court press by the Tigers. They're not messing around. Baseball pass out to Crudgington. She gets it, stops her momentum, picks the ball up, lobs it left side for Stewart, tries to go inside to Sigmund, but it's out of bounds, and Willow turns it back over. Good idea, just couldn't quite get the execution.
We're trying to go inside a little more than I've seen him in the last couple of games. The Bears are.
Red will bring it across midcourt. Tip it up top, go left side for Meade. Lady Bears in a 3-2 zone. Red on the baseline, checks underneath, goes back outside. Sanders for three, missed it. Rebound Lady Bears, but then they throw it away. No, it's going to be tip off of Skyline, and it's Willow ball. And again, good hands by Jackson. A couple times she's knocked the ball away, and Willow will get it back. Stewart will inbound to Jones, who has it tipped away and saved by Skyline, but right back to Jones. Jones across midcourt. Beats Stewart on the right side. Sydney gets pushed. No whistle. And Skyline takes it back on a turnover. Probably should have seen a call there. Skyline has yet to commit a foul in this game. In the corner, three ball is good by Peyton Meade. And Skyline back in front, 15-13. And a push on the inbound before the ball was
And
on Willow.
Just trying to get position there to inbound the ball, and Bears turn it over again.
Stewart called for the foul. Skyline will inbound underneath their basket, lob out, get it into the corner. Three ball by Red is missed. Rebound is loose on the floor, out of bounds off Skyline. It's Willow ball. Skyline not making a lot of these three-point attempts, and you worry about that a little bit.
If you want to worry, you can worry about that.
And the Willow Bears also have to worry about the press.
Just got to keep playing.
Crudgington throws it right to Skyline, put it up and in. Red, Shelby Red with the easy bucket. It's a four-point lead for the Tigers. Chloe trying to break the press, and as it tips out of bounds at midcourt, it'll stay with Willow. But, man, this Skyline press is impressive.
It is. It is. They're good. Good team. Substitutions coming in for Skyline. Coming into the ball game is Johnson. And Hunt coming back into the ballgame.
Johnson and Hunt check in. First substitutions for either team. Tonight, 2 minutes left to go first quarter. Jones throws it in traffic. Sigmund has it at the free throw line. Stretchington out to Stewart right side for three. Got it again. Sidney Stewart keeping us in it. Two for two from beyond the arc, and it's a one-point game. 1:45 to go first quarter. Red bounces it underneath, tips it out. Three ball in the corner by the other Red. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. I don't know who you call that off on. They're going to stay out on Skyline. It's Willow ball.
17-16, Skyline leading. 1:41 left to go first quarter.
Willow with a chance to regain the lead here if they can avoid the turnover. Jones will inbound to Stewart. Stewart in the backcourt. Willow's got to get with it. They're going to get a 10 called. Stewart to Jones as it pokes away, stolen by the Tigers. Bounce it right side for Johnson, up front to Red.
Thought about taking the shot, didn't take it.
Johnson on the right side, back to Red. 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Working right side, back to the other Red. Hunt up top, Sage Red drives in. Skyline works it around the arc here. Red on the baseline. Tip it. Right side. Meade for three. In and out. Crudgington with the rebound. Crudgington's pass tip. Stolen. Shot up and in by Sage Red. Another turnover that leads directly to a bucket. Willow again will try to break the press. Stewart. Jones in the backcourt. Now she's got one-on-one with Shelby Red. Gets it across midcourt. Again, no fouls called yet on Skyline. In the corner. Stewart for three. Missed it. Rebound tipped out. Skyline's got it. Ahead, Shelby Red lost the handle on it, gets it back on the baseline, tipped and taken away by Jones. Jones to Jackson at midcourt. Across the timeline to Crudgington. She'll wait for Jones to come back and get it with 25 in the first. Willow down by three. Jones on the sideline. A reach-in foul is the first foul on Skyline tonight.
Yeah.
And it comes with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Well, they haven't called many fouls.
No, they've done a good job. I'm not really complaining, but just kind of weird.
Shelby Red gets the foul.
Inbound to Crudgington, right back to Stewart. Stewart up top, being chased, picks up the dribble, gets it to Crudgington on the right side with 12 seconds. Stewart, with a bounce, gets around her defender, throws it to Sigmund, lays it off the glass, and in with six. Skyline will inbound with three. Red with two, half quarter at the buzzer. It is no good. Rims out. And that's the end of the first quarter. A good one from Nixa. Willow sticking with the champ. They trail by one at the end of the first quarter. We'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the Class 3 quarterfinal game on KUKU.
Selling the American dream on home at a time.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the eClub, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store, fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And welcome back. Second quarter about to get underway here at Nixa in the quarterfinal game. Lady Bears and Skyline Lady Tigers. Lady Tigers have a one-point lead, 19-18, as we start the second quarter. Despite nine turnovers, the Lady Bears are within one.
Willow's shooting 70% from the first quarter, 7 of 10 shooting. Skyline at 33%, 7 of 21. So they're shooting way more, but Willow's got the percentage and now a push on the baseline. I think that's going to be on Sigmund.
Be the first team foul of the quarter, of course, and it is the second foul on Lexi Sigmund. Don't want Lexi to go out of the game, so we'll see how long Coach Cox leaves her in there.
Inbound, three ball by Sanders is missed. Rebound, Sigmund. And Willow back the other way with a chance to regain the lead here early in the second quarter. Jones gets loose on the left side. Double team, lobs it into no man's land. Stewart over to get it to Crudgington on the right side. Back to Stewart. Good, gets to the free throw line, draws the foul. Only the second team foul of the game on Skyline and their first in the second quarter.
And that will be on Meade, her first foul, of course.
Great student section here tonight for Willow. They're doing a great job. And packed house here in Nixa. Inbound pass tip stolen. There's turnover number 10 on Willow. And Skyline back the other way. Red into the front court. Takes off, gets to the baseline. May have taken an extra step, but throws it up and in. Stays red. And Skyline's up by three. Willow's got to keep the intensity. And there's a tip on the inbound. It's taken away. And Skyline with another turnover. Tip it to Meade for three. Bang. A five-point swing for Skyline, and it's a six-point lead. Jones has it tipped, nearly loses it, has it. Length of the floor to go, though, and she's being chased. Jones on the sideline draws
yes,
the foul.
Yes, she is.
Second team foul on Skyline. Willow trailing by six. Skyline's biggest lead of the game.
24-18 with 5:51 left to go in the half. Lady Bears have not scored yet in the second quarter.
Jones in the backcourt. She'll get it across the timeline. Looks over her options. Skyline's done a great job on Chloe. Gets it to Sigmund. She's fouled. And now the whistle's starting to blow a little bit. Skyline picks up their third team foul, and it's just, we're just a minute 20 into the second quarter.
That foul is on Sanders, her second.
Inbound to Crudgington. Tip it to Sigmund. Inside, Stewart's wide open. Puts it up and in. Great ball movement by the Lady Bears. Doing a good job of getting everybody involved tonight. It's going to be a team effort if you're going to hang with these girls.
Oh, that's a touch foul there.
Crudgington reached in. Gets first second foul.
That was a touch foul.
Second team foul on Willow. Not a ton of contact.
No.
Skyline will inbound at midcourt. Red for the Tigers. Tip it back in the paint. Floater rims out. Rebound tip. And Stewart's trying to let it go all the way out of bounds, and she does. Good job by Sydney. Realized it was going to be out on Skyline.
Yeah, well, she's smart, too, not trying to pick it up and get another turnover.
Right, exactly, because that's exactly what would have happened.
Yeah.
Jackson will inbound in the corner. Length of the floor to go for the Lady Bears. Inbound to Jones, and
yep.
She picks up the foul off of Red.
Yep.
And they're starting to call Skyline, and that could help the Lady Bears if Skyline has to back off a little bit.
Fourth team foul already in the quarter on Skyline. That first foul on Sage Red.
Anything now puts Willow at the line this half. Inbound pass to Jones. Jones being chased. Has to work that dribble magic. Gets it across midcourt. Being bumped and turns it over. Going to say she stepped on the line. Chloe was trying to sell it a little bit that she was getting fouled.
And she was probably getting fouled, but nevertheless, she stepped out of bounds.
Another turnover for the Lady Bears.
First substitution of the night for the Lady Bears. Emma Grogan checking into the ballgame for Sophie Jackson.
Sigmund, actually.
And Sigmund, excuse me.
Coming out. That's been an advantage that the Lady Bears have been able to leave those starters in there for this one.
Yeah.
Skyline. Work it to the left side. Tip it top of the key for Red. Bounce it. In traffic, it's tipped right side to Johnson. Johnson back to Red. Leaner goes down. That's Shelby Red in the paint. Skyline back up by six. 5:50 to go first half. Jackson at midcourt. May have gotten away with a travel.
Gets
it to Stewart. Stewart through the hands of Crudgington and another turnover on Willow.
26-20.
Tigers back the other way. They'll lob it right side for Red. Red in the block, puts one up. No, but she's fouled. And Shelby Red will head to the free throw line. 5:32 to go first half. Skyline leading by six. Turnover counter continues to rise for Willow. And Megan is with us tonight, so we have got instant stats, 13 stats, or 13 turnovers. That's the stat we don't want to see for Willow. Free throw is good by Red.
Biggest lead of the night for Skyline is 7, 27 to 20. The Lady Bears have only scored 2 points here in the second quarter. And that furious defense.
Well, averaging is fine over a minute. That's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Second free throw is good. Skyline up by 8. It's their biggest lead of the night, and Willow will take a timeout. 5:32 to play in the half. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Play it to the Class 3 quarterfinal on KUKU.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare Team.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Nixa. Lady Bears with the ball down by 8. Don't get contact as she gets it across midcourt, and Skyline checks her by behind and knocks it out of bounds. Chloe's trying to kind of bump and instigate some contact, but these officials are just not, they're not biting on that. Stewart will inbound in front of the Skyline bench, tries to give it to Chloe. It's knocked out of bounds by Red. Every pass, every dribble
is contested.
Yeah, you just can't do anything without the Tigers being right there. Stewart on the left side. Had the hot hand, a couple of threes tonight, trying to go back to Jones. And they've got two girls on Chloe at all times. She's trapped on the sideline, has to throw it off the Tiger just to get a reset. Chloe's getting frustrated, and you can, I mean, it's just, it's relentless.
Half court is really no better than full court as far as defense goes for the Skyline Tigers. They are just good both ends of the floor.
Brogan, right side, open three, missed it. Rebound Jackson. Sophie gets hammered. Maybe going up for it. It won't matter. She'll be shooting two.
Yeah, that is the fifth team foul on the Lady Tigers.
Jackson picking up a big rebound, and you feel like this is a really critical point in the game where this could either get ugly in a hurry or Willow can fight back and stay in it.
Second foul on Shelby Red.
Free throw by Jackson is good. That's it back to a 7-point game.
That's our third point here in the second quarter, so scoring has really gone down.
Yeah, Willow with 18 in the first quarter, but Skyline's up their intensity. Second free throw is good. Jackson makes them both. Back to a 2-possession game. Skyline quickly back the other direction, and they're going to say a sideline violation on Skyline as Red touched the sideline right in front of Willow's bench. Turns it over.
Maybe both these teams not used to playing in this big arena type atmosphere. And the sidelines are marked by Red, and it's just easy to get on that.
It is. Willow will inbound in front of their bench. Got to get it across midcourt. Chloe takes the inbound, two white jerseys in front of her, lobs it to Stewart. Stewart down the floor to Crudgington. Crudgington into Lexi Sigmund. Sigmund puts it off the glass and in. That's what works for Willow, and they're down by 4. Tigers get it baseline, lost the handle on it. Out of bounds, they're going to say tipped by Sigmund. It'll stay with Skyline with 4:47 to go in the half.
28-24, Lady Bears within 4.
Red will inbound. Lob it, top of the key for Shelby Red. Shelby hands it off to Sage. Left side for Meade, open three, missed it short, rebound comes out long to Jones. Jones has got a bit of a runway, gets to the block, to the basket, off the glass, no good, rebound Skyline, there's nobody in front of Red, and she will have an open layup to give Skyline a 6-point lead. Willow wants to go fast the other way, and Chloe lost it out of bounds off of her knee, and another turnover on Willow. Skyline up by 6, 30-24, 4:19 to go in the half. Tiger ball at midcourt. not sure you can run with this team.
No.
Pacing is probably not going to go the Willow way if you're going to run. Red lobs it right side. They go inside. Lots of contact. No whistle. Rebound or the pass is tipped by Jackson. Saved by Jones.
Might have got away with some contact there.
Drudgington left side. Stewart right side. Didn't pull the trigger. And Red is quickly up to Garter. Drudgington throws it in traffic and throws it away. Another turnover. Back come the Tigers. Red to Mead, left side. Flips it baseline. Working around the arc. Red in the corner. Takes off. Baseline. Jumper good. Skyline on a 4-0 run. Back in front by 8. Willow to Jackson at midcourt. To Crudgington. Lobs it cross court to Stewart. Stewart looking at Jones at midcourt. Chloe's got it. One on one with me, lobs it down low. It's tipped and stolen by the Tigers.
That's not what the Bears wanted there.
Red has her pass tipped out of bounds by Stewart. It'll stay with Skyline. 3:09 to go in the half. And I don't know. This feels like it's time for a timeout, maybe just to kind of settle Willow down. But not going to take it right now. Shelby Red comes out with Skyline. Still inbound on the baseline. Lob it out to Johnson. Johnson has it tipped, and it's loose on the floor. Crudgington had it, but it loses it. Skyline has it back. Red at the logo. Under 3 minutes to go in the half. Tigers with an 8-point lead, looking for their largest of the night. Got away with a walk. Three-pointer left side. Missed it. Rebound. Jones has it. Lots of contact. No whistle. Chloe puts it on the floor. One-on-one with Meade. Gets it across midcourt. Chloe to the right side. Drives in the paint off the glass. Missed it. Rebound out of bounds off Willow. And it's Skyline ball. Chloe went to the deck. And, man, lots of contact, but no whistle.
Sometimes they've been called a foul. Sometimes they haven't. And the last couple of minutes, they've not been calling anything on either team.
Skyline has really shut Chloe down. She has 6 points early, but I don't know that she scored since, and she has not. Red picks up the dribble at the top of the key, being guarded by Crudgington. She'll hand it to Hunt. Hunt picks up the dribble, bounces to Johnson on the right side. Up to Red at the logo. Red and a reach-in foul on Crudgington, and that's the second kind of cheap foul that Paisley's picked up, and she'll have to come out.
That'd be her third.
Crudgington will go to the bench. She's done for the half. With three fouls, and Emma Grogan back in for the Lady Bears. Skyline will inbound at the logo, or at the baseline, not the logo. That would be weird. Red to Meade, left side. Hunt backs it off to Meade in the paint. Ball up, no good. Rebound tip, loose. Jackson has it. Clears it to Stewart. To Jones, under 2 minutes to go in the half. Willow really needs a basket here. Created by 8. Jones lost the handle on it, and she double dribbles. Her travels, turns it over, and Skyline will take it back. Turnover counter is at 17. 17.
I'm guessing.
You're correct. 17 turnovers, and we're still 2 minutes away from half the time.
32-24 our score. Skyline with the lead. Lady Bears have been capped at 6 points here in the second quarter.
Tigers with Red at the top of the key. Looks inside. It's tipped by Stewart. Saved. Skyline goes right back inside in the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebound. Tigers put it up and in. Sanders with the basket. It's a 10-point lead for Skyline. No biggest of the night.
Double digit lead.
Picks up the ball.
Timeout. Coach Cox needs a timeout.
1:22 to go in the half. Skyline has gotten to a 10-point advantage. They lead it 34-24. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening for the Class 3 quarterfinal game on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
1:22 left to go in the state quarterfinal game of Class 3 in Missouri. Lady Bears trailing by 10 here as we get into the final part of the first half. Willow inbound. Stewart picks up the dribble. Back to Jones. Willow's got it to get it across midcourt. Chloe cannot, but it's tipped out of bounds off the skyline. It'll stay with Willow. They'll inbound at midcourt. 1:14 to go in the half. Trailing by 10. Willow would love to get this back to within single digits before we break for halftime. Chloe one-arms it to Stewart in the corner. Up top to Jackson. Left side for McKee into the ball game. McKee bounced it to Jackson on the left wing. Up top to Stewart. A little too far for a three-point attempt. Sid puts it on the floor. She'll back it out to Jones at midcourt. 52 seconds to go in the half. Jones to McKee. Bounce it to Jackson. Jackson tied up. Stewart, open three right side. Missed it. Rebound skyline. Red quickly into the front court. To the block. Tips it to the baseline. Can't get a shot off. And the Tigers will reset, and they lose it out of bounds. A rare turnover by the Tigers. Willow with 17 turnovers this half, but only trail by 10. With 30 seconds left to go and a chance to get it back to single digits. Jones for left side. Pull back three left wing. Made it.
Wow.
That's a nice huge bounce. Roll. Bailey gets one. On the other end, skyline shot up, no good. Stewart with some good defense,
oh,
but then the rebound, they throw it away. Shot up, no good. Rebound tip, ball loose, body fly. Is it a walk or a foul? It's a foul on the floor, but it's the line will go to the free throw line with 8.7 to go in the half. The replay, and I think you could definitely have called a foul there, much to the
third foul
of the student section for Willow.
Third foul on Satan.
No, that's a bad one to pick up at this point in the half. Free throw is good.
They have it
by me.
I think they're perfect from the line, too. I don't think they'd miss any ball.
Just so fundamentally sound. They're a man. They're a good team.
Yes, they are. Best team I've seen in a while. Hey, back to an 8-point advantage for Skyline with 8 seconds left to go. They lead 35-27. Make it 36-27.
9-point lead, 8 seconds. Jones has it and is fouled, and there's a foul.
That's a breaker.
Coach Cheek did not want to make there with 7.5 seconds. They'll send Chloe to the line, shooting a couple of free throws and a chance to tighten this up a little bit more.
Well, yeah, 7.5 seconds, but you gotta play some defense
this. Of course, lots of time here. First one by Chloe is no good off the back of the rim. And Willow just made too many of those kind of mistakes in the first half to stay even with this team, but trying to stay within shouting distance. Second free throw is good. Makes 1 of 2. It's an 8-point game. Inbound by Skyline. Red throws it ahead to Hunt. Left side for three. Missed it. And that will take us to halftime. Willow's in it. It's an 8-point game. The Skyline Tigers lead Willow 36-28 at the half. We've got Megan with your advanced statistics. We'll give you all those stats and take a look at the first half in 3 minutes. Willow trailing by 8. First half in the books. It's the Class 3 quarterfinal game. A trip to the Final Four on the line. We'll be back and talk about it in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
I thought college was out of reach.
too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Sullivan Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the eClub, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store, fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Welcome back to Class 3 quarterfinals. The Lady Bears from Willow take on the Hickory County Skyline Lady Tigers. And Lady Tigers, number two in the state, something like that.
I don't know. They're way up there. They're the best team in the state. We're just going to call it like it is.
36-28, our score. Skyline with an 8-point lead at half. They led by one at the end of the quarter. Just by way of a little bit of analysis, I think that we're worried about their full court press, and it has been effective and forced some turnovers, but it's not just full court. It's all court.
Oh, it's their defense.
And simple passes after a rebound, like Willow would get a rebound, just simple pass to throw it out to whoever was going to handle the ball, and they pick it up.
Doesn't it remind you of the Hartville boys team?
Somewhat. I've yet to see how good their shooters are, but that may change in the second half.
Amen.
They have not done well shooting from beyond the arc. But as far as quickness and forcing turnovers, wow, I haven't seen a team like this on the ladies' side of the ledger in a while.
That's a good segue into the statistics, and Megan's with us tonight, so we've got some advanced stats for this quarterfinal game, and really some telling stats. First, we'll talk about the turnovers. Willow with 17 turnovers. I know we mentioned that, but that's over a turnover a minute. And man, you cannot stay with a team if you're going to turn the ball over that often.
No.
So that's a huge stat. 6 for Skyline. Willow's out rebounding Skyline 11-8, and really should be. We have the size advantage,
right?
We need to probably do a little bit better job of rebounding. Skyline got second chance opportunities, and the shooting stats are interesting. Willow 10 of 17 for 59% in the first half. Skyline 13 for 36, so only shooting 36%, but they shot twice as many shots, more than double the amount of shots that Willow's had. So hey, who cares what your shooting percentage is if you're shooting double the amount of shots? And that's just from turnovers and rebounds and hustle attempts that the Tigers are getting that Willow is not. And Willow, shooting at 59% for the half, that's not very sustainable either. So some of these statistics are going to have to change if Willow is going to get back in this game.
And Willow kind of, they've shut us down on shooting three-pointers.
So the Lady Bears have gone inside more, and they've had a little bit of success inside. That's kept them in the game, really.
Scoring for the first half individually, Skyline has been led by Meade with 14, and Shelby Red has 12. Sage Red has 4, Sanders with 4, and Hunt with 2. Willow's been led by Jones, but just 10, just 10
yeah.
for Chloe. She had 6
three
early.
Threes. She had 3 threes.
And then added a free throw. Stewart's had 8, a couple of big three-pointers. Sydney's
early.
Played really well.
Yeah.
Sigmund's had 8, and that's huge.
Yeah.
And I think Willow's done a nice job to get inside to Sigmund. Jackson's picked up a couple. Jackson's had a good game defensively
right.
as well. So it's going to take a continued effort on the entire team because Skyline knows what to do with Chloe, and they're going to contain her. Chloe's still going to get probably 20 points in this game, but you're going to have to get some points from other people.
Yep. It's just going to be a difficult Herculean task, and you're going to have to sit down on the turnovers, and I don't know how that's going to happen, but you've got to have to take real good care of the ball. When you get a rebound off the board, you make sure who you're going to is open.
Yeah,
you don't just
panic.
Flip one out
yeah.
there. It's because they'll take it to the house.
So Willow with 17 turnovers in the first half, but just down by 8 at halftime.
Yeah.
36-28. They're still in the ball game. It's a single-digit game, and Willow with some work to do in the third quarter.
Been down by as many as 10. I think that was the max.
Yes.
I don't think we ever got over that.
12, maybe.
Maybe at one point, yeah. Yeah.
Either way, it's an 8-point game now. The winner of this game will play Principia and Centralia. That's being played right now at Fulton, Missouri. And that is the Final Four. The team left St. Vincent is playing Arcadia Valley. Lone Jack. I remember this softball.
Yes.
I don't want to talk about Lone Jack. They're playing South Harrison tonight, Principia and Centralia, and then this one with Willow and Skyline. Final Four will be on Wednesday, March 11th at 4 o'clock. The middle of the week in Columbia at Mizzou Arena, and I'm sure we can, if a miracle happens and Willow can pull off the magic upset tonight, I'm sure that we can excuse kids or something to make sure we've got some kids in Mizzou Arena on Wednesday. But a big hill for Willow to climb to get back in this one. Trailing by 8 at the half, 36-28. We'll come back for the third quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the e-club, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store, fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Yes, we sell new cars and trucks, but we also have a huge selection of used cars and trucks. All of our pre-owned vehicles are inspected by our dedicated reconditioning team, so you can have confidence when purchasing. So if you need a used car, come to Taylor Grubaugh in West Plains and still get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
We're set for the third quarter, and the Bears will have the ball as we start the third quarter, trailing by 8, 36-28. Still in the ball game with work to do. We start the third quarter.
Lady Bears trying to come out hot. Chloe Jones has it at midcourt. Motions Jackson back. She's one-on-one with Red. Picks up a screen, and Fudgington didn't see the pass coming. The ball is loose on the floor. Body slide. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow will go to the Tigers. That's not a turnover, but it kind of is.
It is. Yeah.
Skyline will have it. Chance to go back up by double digits. Meade. Looking at a 3-2 zone. She'll bounce it. Right side for Red. Up top to Sanders. Red motion Sanders. Takes off in the paint. Floater won't go. Rebound tip. Chloe's got it. And Jones will push it back the other way. One-on-one with Shelby Red. Gets it across midcourt. Pulls back for a contested three. Banks it in and one.
Got fouled.
What?
She got fouled.
Oh,
she got fouled on that play. She looked like she had no chance to make that shot.
It banked in and drew the foul. So Chloe with a chance for a four-point play, and that's the kind of stuff you need to have happen if you want to make a comeback.
Second foul on Meade for Skyline.
Chloe's free throw is good. It's a four-point play for the all-time leading scorer, and it's a four-point game. Red spins at the free throw line. Tip it over to Meade. Bounce it up top to Sanders. Sanders will give it to Red. Red working on Crudgington, playing with three fouls. Sigmund and Crudgington both with three. They're both out on the floor. Red has it at the logo. Looks underneath. Dribbles to the free throw line. Tip it back to Meade. Takes off, or rather Red in the paint. Shot up. No good. Skyline with the rebound. Tip it out to Sanders. To Red. Drives. Nice shot. Up in the paint and in by Jenna Hunt. And the Tigers up by six. 38-32. Full court press by Skyline. Chloe takes off on the sideline, gets it across the timeline, takes the screen, gets to the baseline, to the basket, missed it, but fouled, and Chloe will go back to the free throw line.
She
Jones
took
did a nice job of just
she took it
driving.
Coast to coast. She took it inbound and all the way to the baseline and drew the foul.
That's three on Meade, one of their primary players. Free throw by Jones is good. Willow pulls back to within five. 6.5 minutes left to go, third quarter. State quarterfinals in Nixa. Second free throw good, and it's back to a four-point game. Red across the timeline. Willow sets up their zone. They lob it inside. Jackson tips it, but saved by Red. Tipped out of bounds by Jones. Skyline will take it at the baseline. Willow with a couple of opportunities for a turnover there, but couldn't get it. Red will inbound. Lobbing it out. It's tipped by Crudgington into the backcourt. Red back to get it. She'll bring it across the logo.
Willow staying in that zone, and it's been fairly, worked fairly well. They haven't tried a three yet this half.
Meade to the right side. Red back up top. Slides, but doesn't travel. Tips it inside to Hunt. Bounce it back right to Jones, and Jones takes one away from Skyline. Chloe into the front court. Chloe to the free throw line. Stood up. Ball taken away. It's a 2-on-0. And Red will have an open layup. Put Skyline back up by six. Chloe takes the inbound. Back to Stewart. Down the floor. Sigmund catches up to it on the baseline and travels. Sigmund couldn't stop her momentum, and Willow turns it over again.
Just shuffled that. Just slid that foot just a little. Enough for the turnover.
40-34 our score. Skyline on top, 5.5 minutes left to go, third quarter.
Looks like Skyline's wanting to go inside this quarter.
Pass tipped out of bounds by Stewart into the Tiger bench. And the Tigers will reset. Red will inbound. Looks underneath. Gives it to Sage Red. Sage lobs it into the corner for Meade. Meade dribbles. In and out.
There's the
volleyball
three.
Line three is good. By Sage Red, timeout, Coach Cox, and the Lady Bears. Big three puts Skyline back up by nine. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Class 3 quarterfinal game on KUKU.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statement. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
5:09 left to go in the third quarter. It's a 9-point lead for the Lady Tigers from Skyline, who are trying to punch their ticket to the Final Four. Lady Bears will get the ball as we resume play, but Skyline just hit the first three of the third quarter right before that timeout by Coach Stocks, and that put them up to with a 9-point lead. The Bears have been back within four this quarter, but it's a long, long haul to get over the Skyline Tigers.
Pressed by the Tigers, Jackson in the backcourt gives it to Chloe. J- Jones picks up the dribble, and now she is in trouble. That's a double dribble.
She got away with it.
Official said it was tipped. Chloe across midcourt, lost the ball, picks it up, sandwiched between a couple of Tigers, loses it, gets it back. Still looking at some Tigers. Somebody's open. It's Sigmund under the basket. Lex puts it up, blocked, and the Tigers take it back. Down the floor, it's tipped. Chloe with the steal on the baseline. And Jones will try to bring it down the floor. Throws it ahead, tipped, stolen by Skyline. Meade, open three, left side, off the back of the rim, no good. Jones with the rebound. Chloe, and turns it over. Willow goes over 20 turnovers in the ballgame. And Skyline has a 9-point lead. They'll inbound it on the baseline. Red to midcourt to the other red in the paint. Jumper won't go. Chloe with the rebound. We'll see if Willow can start the offense here.
She's going to get it across midcourt here.
Chloe does get it across. There's a foul. More of a touch foul, but hey, Shelby Red whistled for it.
And that'll be the third foul on Shelby Red, and that is the fourth team foul on Skyline.
Willow with the inbound at midcourt. On their side of midcourt, thankfully. Chloe has it. Lobbed it to Crudgington. Has it tipped, but saved it. In the corner, Stewart wants a three. Got it! Stewart with another three. Willow back to within six. Red takes off in the paint. Floater won't go. Rebound is going to be a foul on Sigmund. That's her fourth. Going for the rebound. She just lost her balance and fell on the Tiger player. Just kind of an inadvertent foul, but it's her fourth. And Grogan will have to come in for the Lady Bears. You hate to lose the height that Sigmund gives you.
She's had a good game, too.
Lexa played a good game, and 40, you hate that foul.
6-point game.
Law pass is taken away by Crudgington with the steal. Get it to Stewart. To Chloe Jones. Jones ahead to Stewart. Stewart crosses the timeline to Grogan. Grogan in the corner. Open three. Missed it off the back of the rim. Crudgington with the rebound. Give it to Jackson. Back to Grogan for three. No good. It's an air ball into the hands of Sanders.
It really wasn't what you wanted there.
A couple of open shots. 6-point lead for Skyline. They go left side, back up, top of the key for Red. Sage Red, left side for Meade. Into the corner for Shelby Red. Shelby looking underneath, bounces it back to Sage Red. To Shelby, in the corner, open three, missed it. Rebound tipped by Jackson, loose and saved by Stewart. To Jones, 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Chloe, to the left side, spins in the paint, floater won't go, rebound Skyline. They get the head and they're going to have a layup.
On nothing.
Red with the lay-in. No good, but the rebound is put up and in by Sage Red. 8-point lead for the Tigers. Chloe trapped in the backcourt. Pass tipped out of bounds off Skyline, and that's a rare missed opportunity as Skyline had the steal, but Willow will have possession.
2:40 left to go in the third quarter.
Willow. And it's just a chore to get it down the floor. Get it into Stewart, who is immediately contested. Sid dribbles out of it all the way across midcourt to the basket, off the glass, missed it. Rebound tipped out the Skyline. And here come the Tigers. Into the front court. Swing it to Sanders. In the paint, floater goes in. Got the roll, and Skyline back up by 10 with 2:15 to go in the quarter. Jackson to inbound. Nobody to throw to. Gets it out to Stewart. She had her arms locked up. She draws the trap. Gets it away to Jackson. Jackson to Grogan in the corner. Her three-pointer is blocked. Saved by Skyline out of bounds. And it will go back to the Bears. 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Need a basket here. Need a basket. Grogan a good three-point shooter, but it's not happening right now. And Skyline collapsing on her very quickly. Stewart will inbound in front of the Willow bench. Gets it to Jones. Under two to play in the third. Chloe in traffic in the paint. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound tipped to Grogan. Trying to reset. Picks up her dribble. She's in trouble. Throws it back, and it's taken away by Skyline. They're going to call a foul on Jones. And it'll be Skyline ball.
With 1:48 left to go in the quarter. 47-37.
Chloe's first personal. Skyline chance to add to their biggest lead of the night.
I think they were up by 12 at one point earlier, so this would match their biggest lead, yeah.
Red into the front court. Works it over to Meade, tips it inside in the paint. Sanders has it tipped away. Ball is loose, out of bounds off Willow. They're going to say Grogan touched it last. We'll see an instant replay of that on the Jumbotron, and we get it. I won't look, but Megan will tell me whether that was legit or not. Inbound pass to Meade for three. Got it. Wow, that's a big one.
That is. That puts Skyline up by 13.
Willow back the other direction. Jones is trapped and in all kinds of trouble. Nobody's there to help her. Chloe all the way to the other side of the floor, gets it, and then has it tipped away and stolen by Skyline. Floated ahead to Sanders. Layup is no good. Stewart calls for the foul. Sanders will go to the line. And you feel this one spiraling a little bit late in the third quarter.
Slipping away a bit. Yes, yes indeed. 50-37, biggest lead of the night for Skyline. Foul on Stewart, her second for the Bears. And we'll put Sanders at the line for Skyline.
Willow got it within four this quarter, but now it's a 14-point deficit as the first free throw is good. Skyline does not miss. They are perfect from the line tonight. That's one of the many things this team does really well. Sanders. Her second free throw. It is good. 16-point lead for the Tigers. Full court press. Jones in the backcourt. Ahead to Stewart. Stewart to Crudgington on the right side to Jones with the logo. Volleyball line three is short. Rebound comes out long to Stewart. In the paint, Stewart puts one up, gets it blocked, gets her own rebound, puts it up, fouled. And Stewart will go shoot a couple of free throws with 56 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
52-37, Lady Bears down by 15 at this point.
Set at the line, free throw is good. Grogan comes out.
He's a freshman for the Lady Bears.
Sigmund on the bench with four fouls. Second free throw by Stewart is no good. Rebound tips back to her. Sid will reset. Crudgington to Jones. Jones takes the screen and then has the ball ripped away. Loose on the floor. Jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with Willow. 47 seconds left to go in the third. Willow trailing by 14. You'd love to see a little rally here late in the quarter to try to make the fourth quarter interesting. Stewart will inbound. Gets it to Jones. Jones in the paint. Up and in. Smooth shot by Jones. Pulls Willow to within 12 with 40 seconds to go in the third.
Skyline, I wonder if they'll play for the last shot here.
I would. You're up by 12.
Yeah, you're up a third, and you got 30 seconds left.
Willow's going to play off of him a little bit. Now sneaking up. Sage Red will hold it as a logo. Lob the left side. Give it back to Red with 20. It's tipped out of bounds. Nice reach by Crudgington to avoid the foul, but knocked it out of bounds. 17.7 on the clock in the third. Red gives it up, gets it right back. With 15, McKee on her. Willow can't really foul. You're going to put Skyline on the line then with 8. And Chloe Jones jumps the passing lane. Jones with 6. Gives it to Stewart at the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is missed. Rebound tip. Loose. Crudgington has it. That's the end of the third quarter. We played 3 from Nixa. It's the state quarterfinal game. And the heavily favored Skyline Tigers lead Willow 52-40. We'll come back to the fourth quarter in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Fourth quarter getting underway here at the quarterfinal game, and the Lady Tigers lead the Lady Bears by 14. Turnover as the Lady Bears take one away, but then Skyline takes it right back, and now bodies fly on the sideline. You got to call something there, and they will call it on who? They call it on Willow.
I think it's Stigman, maybe.
No, Stewart.
Sidney Stewart.
Stewart got the foul.
They're all down on about 4 different girls because things got a little chippy on the sideline.
Yeah.
Skyline will have it back after consecutive turnovers by either team. Tigers in the corner. Meade for 3. Got it. Meade has caught fire.
Skyline back up by 15.
Stewart in the backcourt. Trying to get around Red. Has it tipped away. Gets it back. Gets it across the timeline. Tries to give it to Jones. It's tipped. So he saves it on the sideline. Pulls back for 3. Missed it. Rebound. Jackson. Clears it back to Stewart. Stewart launches a 3. Missed it short. Sigmund with the rebound. Lexi spins and travels. And Willow turns it over. 7-10 to go. 15-point lead for the Tigers. Willow has
had some opportunities.
Given them a fight tonight.
Yeah, they've had some
showed up ready to play.
Yeah.
Trailed by just 4 in the third quarter. And Skyline goes back to work, and there's Jackson with a foul as Sanders drove to the basket. Sanders will go to the line, a chance to put Skyline up by 17. And things trending in the Tiger direction here early in the fourth quarter.
Second foul on Jackson. Sanders at the line for Skyline.
First one is good. Skyline 100% from the line tonight.
Yeah, they you put them on the line, they're not missing.
Good, good girl team.
It is.
9 for 9, make it 10 for 10.
Coach Cheek has done his job.
It is a dynasty in Skyline. They're going for their third straight state championship. Not just Final Four appearance, state championship. Chloe in the backcourt is fouled.
Yeah, that happened right in front of the official. He couldn't.
Yeah,
he
there's been a lot of that going on. That's the fourth on Meade.
Kind of a chop foul there. Meade picks up her fourth.
She'll come out. Hunt comes in. Coach Cheek only plays about 7 girls. Man, they're good.
They really are.
Jones in the backcourt. Takes it across the logo with 6:50 left to play. Chloe has it stolen. Just a straight-up steal by Red. She goes coast-to-coast, lays it up and in. Skyline up by 19 with 6:45 to play. Chloe the inbound to Stewart. Back to Chloe. Again the press. Been so good. Jones just dribbles out of it. Takes it all the way to the left wing. Now dribbles back to the logo. She's got to get rid of it. Lobs it over to Crudgington. Back to Stewart on the right side. Inside to Sigmund. Lexi turns. Gets swatted but fouled. And Sigmund will go to the line for a couple of free throws with 6:27 to play.
Skyline didn't like that. They didn't think it was a foul. They thought it was a pure block, but there was some contact.
So that's the second foul on Sage Red. Sigmund makes her first free throw. Makes it 59-41. 9 points for Sigmund tonight. She's had a good performance after a frustrating night earlier in the week. Second one is good. Made them both. 59-42. Tigers. Skyline walks it into the front court. Little fans still into it, trying to will the girls back into this game. Red at the logo. Skyline can be a little picky now.
They can run some clock here.
Up by 17 with 6 minutes to play. Hunt picks up the dribble. Lost it off of her hip. Chloe dives for it, gets it, and a timeout called by Coach Cox to the Lady Bears. Willow will have the ball when we come back. Skyline's got the lead, 59-42. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the eClub, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store. Fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
5:59 left to go in the ball game and in the quarterfinal game here at Nixa, as the Skyline Lady Tigers have a big lead, 59-42, over the Lady Bears from Willow Springs. But Marty, these girls have played hard, and especially in this postseason, they have really put it together. They have, and statistically, it's the turnovers. We talked about that coming in, 25 turnovers for the Lady Bears tonight. You've always said that stat tells you a big part of the story, and it certainly did tonight. Jones across midcourt for Willow. Down by 17 with a lot of work to do. Chloe pushed off and didn't get called. Skyline fans didn't like it. No whistle. Stewart left side, open three, missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound comes out long to Red.
We didn't have anybody going after the rebound that time either. So
the intensity has dropped a little bit.
It has.
Red in the paint, floater off the back of the rim, no good. Stewart had the rebound, but had it taken away by the Tigers.
There's a foul on Stewart. I don't think the officials are wanting to call anything right now, but they were forced to there. Stewart picks up her fourth.
Stewart and Sigman both with four. What a postseason Sydney Stewart's had.
Three against
Florida. Skyline with the ball. They'll rotate it around the arc. Get it into the paint. Shot blocked. The right to Skyline. And then rebound is knocked out of bounds off Willow. It'll stay with the Tigers. 5:11 to play. Skyline looking for their 20th trip to the Final Four. That's just unbelievable. Red free throw line. Jumper good.
Tigers up by 19. 5 minutes to play. Stewart picks up the dribble. Little backdoor pass to Jones across midcourt. Chloe spins. Picks up the dribble. Bounces to Stewart to Crutchington at the top of the key. Stewart on the right side. Looking underneath. Still put it on the floor. Gets baseline. Puts up a tough shot. Won't go. Rebound tipped back to Stewart. To Sigman. Puts it up and in. 61-44. Halfway through the fourth quarter. Red. Sanders out at midcourt will play catch. Skyline will try to be picky here. In the corner, Red. Jumper is short. Rebound, Crudgington. Bounce it to Jones. Crudgington's had a really good game tonight. Jones across the timeline. Being trapped. Knocked away. Gets it back. Stewart in the corner for three. Missed it. Rebound, Jackson on the block. Out to Crudgington. Crudgington to Jones. Jones, top of the key. Goes between her legs. Stays to the left side. Pulls back for three. Got it. Rattles home.
That's a classic Chloe Jones.
It's a classic. And what happened before the shot was classic, too. I'm not going to say it.
Chloe made herself a little room is what happened.
She made it.
And it worked. 61-47. And ball tipped out of bounds by Stewart. Sid's out there working hard, trying to get her team back in there.
3:39 left, 61-47 on the score.
Willow on a 5-0 run, but they're going to need a lot more of that.
Yeah, time is becoming a factor.
Red across midcourt, poked away by Crudgington into the backcourt. A little takedown there by Paisley. She was going for the ball, but Crudgington will foul out.
Yeah, that will
The ball game.
That was her fourth?
Okay, I thought that was her fifth. That's just her fourth.
Only second. Well, a fourth team foul on the Lady Bears, so they won't be shooting it yet. But next foul, Skyline will be shooting free throws.
3:25 left to play. Red fires it into the paint for Hunt. Tips it back out to Meade. Goes into the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebound tips out of bounds off Willow. It'll stay with the Tigers.
Nixa is a fantastic host for a quarterfinal game.
Except for one thing.
Facilities. What's the one thing?
One thing.
the program. Oh, the program was completely messed up, but I was going to ignore that.
Okay.
We got that situated. Skyline into the corner. Tip it back to Red at the logo with 3 minutes to go, and there's a foul on Crutchington.
That will be. That'd be five.
Okay. Senior Paisley Crutchington will foul out of the game, and the senior will take a seat for the likely final time for the Lady Bears. You hate to see that. Paisley will get a standing ovation from the Willow crowd as she takes the seat. Emma Grogan checks in. And at the line, the first missed free throw of the night. Sage Red with a miss.
Woo!
Skyline now 10 for 11, is that right?
Line?
Yeah,
something like that.
Second one is no good. Missed them both. Free throws don't lie. Jackson with the rebound. 3 minutes to play and a turnover. They threw it ahead, and Meade is there to pick it off. Skyline into the front court, leading by 14 with 2:50 left to play. Skyline lost it off their hip for a moment, but they get it back. This is a team that beat Thayer by 30 points. Just putting things in perspective.
Officials
might have been a foul there, but they don't want to get out of here. Officials are done.
They're tired.
Red dribbling as we go down to 2:25 to play. Sanders up top and good passing. And man, they're going to run some clock here.
Skyline does not want to see the three right now.
Smart basketball by the Tigers. Stewart giving some bumps, but the official's not going to call it.
Nah.
Going to have to do a little bit more than that, Sidney. There it is. That was kind of a hand check.
Yeah, that'll be 5-on-6.
Then Sage Red to the line with 2 minutes left to play. It was a foul, but there was a lot of other egregious fouls before that one.
So the Lady Bears foul out their second starter, and McKee will come in the ball game for
Sidney Stewart. We'll get a standing O from a big, big crowd here. The Willow has showed up well for their ladies tonight. And
yes,
Sidney Stewart's played a great game and given some good minutes to Lady Bear basketball program. First free throw is good by Red.
That's R-E-D-D, in case you're interested. That's how I spelled that last name.
Second one is good. 63-47, 2 minutes to play, and still the press by Skyline.
Yeah.
At this point, I think you could probably take it off, right? Jones will be fouled. That's the third team foul on Skyline, and Willow will take it out of bounds.
And that is the fourth foul on Shelby Red. There's Shelby and there's Sage, the Red sisters.
McKee was in, gave it to Chloe. It's tipped out of bounds
by
Skyline.
Yeah.
Willow will keep its possession with 2 minutes to play, but man, Skyline is relentless. They do not let up.
No.
That's why they won multiple state championships and will play for their third. Going to the Final Four on Wednesday. McKee on the left side. Back to Jones. Jones gives a little shoulder push. Pulls back for three.
Got it. Went in, came out, went back down.
Gets the Lady Bears to 50. Makes it a 13-point game, and Chloe adds a few more to that all-time record that she will hold.
Yes, yes.
And that's regardless of gender. She is the all-time leading scorer in Willow Springs basketball history. Chloe has left a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in the Willow Springs basketball program. Grogan's going to be whistled for the foul on Sanders. That'll put McKaylin Sanders at the line with 1:17 to play. And really, I mean, we talked about a David and Goliath situation. I've been impressed with what Willow has brought.
Yeah, I think David showed off real well tonight.
Free throw is no good by Sanders.
Yeah, the Lady Bears, their effort's been there tonight.
Yeah,
it really has. It's been there all night long.
You just got beat by a better team.
Yeah,
and you got to applaud the Lady Bears for that.
Second free throw is good. Inbound pass is over the head of Grogan and out of bounds. It'll be another turnover. Willow may have 30 turnovers on the night, and that's something to, man.
You score 50 points and have 30 turnovers, and think what you could have done if you had cut that down.
Yeah, that's by about half. That's what might have been with this game.
Yeah.
McKee in the backcourt working on Red, and she, turned it over. So nice job by McKee. There's a little bit of a future Willow basketball player. As there's going to be some rebuilding to do next year with this Lady Bear program, starting with Jones. And
I don't know what that's all about.
They're going to move the inbound.
Oh, okay. Into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah.
109 to play. McKee will inbound. Throws it into Jones. Chloe just pulls for three. Got it. Jones is going to keep cranking threes, and it's an 11-point game. A minute to play. It's going to make that final four look a little bit better for
sure.
Red in the front court, under a minute. Red at the logo. Fouled by McKee, but no whistle. And now Sanders is definitely fouled at the top of the key. She'll go shoot free throws with 50 seconds to go.
64-53, our score. And, you know, Marty, I'll take this.
We
want the win, but this is a good performance by the Lady Bears.
Free throw is no good. And, I mean, this game, you could have easily been embarrassed, honestly. I mean,
yes.
This is just that kind of team that
yes.
can embarrass you quickly. Like I said, they beat Thayer by 30. Like, this is a team that can certainly do it to you, but Willow has shown up and played very well. Second free throw is good. 65-53, 50 seconds to go. Same full-court pressure that they've had all night.
They didn't quit.
Chloe into the front court. Rogan in the corner. Back to Chloe. Chloe got two girls on her immediately, under 40 seconds. Rogan in the corner, open three. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound, Skyline. Tigers take it across midcourt with Mead. She's fouled by Jones. And Mead will go shoot free throws with 30 seconds left to play. Well done by the Willow fans that showed up.
Yes.
Great student
yes.
section tonight. They have been loud and on their feet the entire game and heavily involved in this one. Free throw is good.
So it looks like Skyline will be punching their ticket on to Wednesday night or Wednesday afternoon, I guess.
Wednesday afternoon at 4, they'll play the winner as the free throw is good of Principia, who had that big controversial game in the last round in Centralia tonight. Jones across the timeline. One more for the road, Chloe.
Yeah,
to the left side. Trying to get room. She can't. Spins, pivots, has it tipped away, gets
it
back. Throws it to Jackson, wide open off the glass and in. Silky will score two with 8. Skyline in the backcourt with 6. That'll do it. Congratulations to the Skyline Tigers. They will move on to Mizzou with a chance for a three-peat and play for their third great state title as they beat Willow tonight. 67-55 is your final. We'll come back and talk about it in 2 minutes. You're listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work, power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Town and Country Supermarkets invites you to stop in or check them out online at tcmarkets.com and join the e-club, where you will get special email-only offers and chances at great prizes. Check out the meat department for meat cut right there in the store, fresh produce in their bakery selection. Visit Town and Country for affordable prices and friendly customer service.
Now back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Well, the yellow brick road has run out for the Lady Bears tonight as they face a really monumental task against Skyline, who, as Marty has said numerous times, has won three state championships.
They're going for their third.
Okay.
They've been to like 20 Final Fours. This is a legendary program. And I should have thought of it. I was talking to Coach Forrest earlier in the week, and we were talking about Father Tolt, the team that Coach Wilson's final year ran into.
Right.
And he said, us beating Father Tolton would have been less of a challenge than the Lady Bears beating Skyline tonight. And that, I mean, so you take that, and for those of Bear fans that remember the amazing team that was Father Tolton, I mean, that says a lot about how good Skyline is.
And it says a lot about how good the Lady Bears are. They played within 12 points of this Skyline team. So getting beat 67-55, you think, well, that's a fair game, but it could have been. But the Lady Bears stepped up. They played well, played hard all night long, and I think did their best against this Skyline team and got that. And they made it a game. It wasn't a blowout.
No, it was entertaining.
It was entertaining, good game, and all in all, just a great season for the Lady Bears from Willow.
Got some final stats for you. Thanks to Megan tonight for taking our advanced stats. Lady Bears turnovers, I mean, that's the stat. 27 turnovers for the game. They had 17 at the half. They actually did better in the second half, but it was too late. 13 turnovers for Skyline. Willow out-rebounded Skyline 26-17. Shooting percentage for the game, Willow is 18 for 42 for 43%. That's
not bad at all.
And for the Tigers, they were 22 of 58 for 38%. So even with Willow out-rebounding almost 2-1, Skyline outshot the Lady Bears almost 2-1.
The number of shots.
Yeah,
that was what it was.
That's a pretty telling
yep.
stat. And your individual scorers for the night, Jones finishes with 27 points in her final game as a Lady Bear. Sigmund with 12, Stewart with 12, Jackson with 4. Just 4 girls scored for the Lady Bears. The Tigers were led by Meade with 22. She got hot from beyond the arc in the second half. That was what Skyline needed to really kind of put this game away.
Put some distance between them. Yeah.
Shelby Red with 14, Sage Red with 13, Sanders with 14. Pretty balanced attack for Skyline. Well, thanks to Jack back
you
in
bet.
The studio.
You
thanks to
Megan for setting in, for keeping stats. That always allows me to watch the game.
Yeah, she has done some great stat keeping for us through the years.
Yeah.
Thanks for Katie, who has filled in admirably for you and I both.
Right,
this year and last year. We appreciate her, and we'll take off Nixa.
Yep. Hey, and we'll get together again sometime, do something else.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thanks to Jack back at the studios. For Marty, Megan, I'm Larry Spence. You've been listening to Lady Bear Basketball on KUKU. Once again, final score was Skyline Tigers 67, Willow Springs Bears 55. Good night from Nixa.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who is involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors: G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, For Good Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Gruvaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.